Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, red hot for the Messiah. And I'm going to tell you something else. It's about time. It's about time that the very first ministry that Jesus talks about of what he was supposed to accomplish is to heal the brokenhearted. And I happen to believe just about everyone listening to my voice right now have had their heart shattered. And my guest, John McTernan, explained that's what a broken heart is. In fact, John explained to me what a broken heart would look like in the invisible realm.
Again, it's a shattered. It's into splinters, a completely shattered, Sid, where there is really no image of it left.
And most people that have a broken heart, they don't even know it because we humans, we can adjust real easily. And so, therefore, we make do rather than be free. I like freedom better. What about you?
Well, Sid, the Lord said in John 8:36, if the Son therefore shall set you free, ye shall be free indeed. And that verse I used to look at for years, and I'd say, well, the gospel, yeah, set you free, but I was looking for, like, that freedom from bondage. And then Luke 4:18 fits it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted. And once you tie in the healing of the brokenhearted to, like, the Son therefore shall set you free, you shall be free indeed, it all falls together. The many scriptures that are in the gospels to me that were kind of loose end, when I tie them in to Luke 4:18, there it is. Another one, Sid. John 10:10, the Lord said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Well, before the Lord called me into this ministry, if you had asked me, well, what's the abundant life that John 10:10 is talking about, I would have told you, well, peace and joy, which is true, but that is the sort of the result, not the cause. The cause is Luke 4:18. The gospel is preached. I have eternal life through the gospel of Jesus Christ, and my heart is healed. Isn't that abundant life, Sid, to have eternal life, assurance of eternal life, and have your heart healed? And then to preach deliverance to the captives, that's the abundant life, recovering the sight to the blind. I'm no longer spiritually blind, but I can see things. And to set at liberty, to set them free that are bruised. So that is the abundant life that the Lord came to give us.
There are people that I believe that as you pray for them today, they're going to start walking in the abundance that God has for them. Would you pray for those with broken hearts? And I have to tell you, I believe John's praying for everyone listening right now, everyone.
What I'd like to do is actually in two sections, because I was thinking about this since you mentioned it on the last show, what I would like to pray is that the Lord would reveal broken hearts to us. I needed it to be revealed. Now, some people know their heart is broken, but the Lord had to supernaturally reveal to me that I had a broken heart, and that was the cause of this inner lack of peace that I had, this inner something was wrong. So I'd like to pray first for that, Sid.
Please.
Father, we bring before you all the listeners here. And it says in your word that you came to heal the brokenhearted. But Lord, so many of us have broken hearts, but we've covered it over. We've denied things. We have suppressed things. We have maybe taken Valium, Lord, or Prozac to try and soothe the pain of it. Father, I'm asking now for those that are listening that have broken hearts that you would reveal to them that if they have a broken heart, that they have it and the source of it, Lord, and that you would then begin to minister to them to heal that broken heart and free them from the bondages that comes from having a broken heart. In Jesus' name I ask this. Amen.
Amen.
So now, that's very important that we know we have a broken heart.
You know what? I have to say it's a no-brainer. I know everyone's heart has been shattered living as an imperfect being in an imperfect world. What do you expect? Perfection?
Yeah. In my case, it came from a divorce that I grew up with, and I didn't know any better. So I had...
You thought that was normal to live that way?
I thought it was normal. So
Okay, what's the second part of the prayer? Would you pray that?
Yes. Father, we bring before you now those that know that they have a broken heart. And Father, your remedy for that is forgiveness. Lord, sometimes they have to forgive. It's very painful, and it's humanly impossible. So send your grace into that person's life to give forgiveness. Because on the cross, you said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And you gave the ultimate forgiveness on the cross, which through your grace we can do also. And Father, sometimes we have to forgive ourselves. You have forgiven us of all sin, and there are sins, Lord, that we have committed that we find it hard to forgive ourselves. So Father, for that heart to be healed, send to the people the knowledge that you forgive them, and for them not to hold sin against themselves that you have forgiven. And, Father, sometimes people have grudges against you, and it's impossible for a broken heart to be healed and have a grudge against you. So, Father, may the person repent of that and come to you and ask for forgiveness for a grudge against you. And then, Lord, once forgiveness is there, I ask in Jesus' name that those broken hearts, Lord, that have been literally shattered to pieces, I ask for the Holy Spirit, according to Isaiah 61, to bind that broken heart in the name of Jesus, that the shattered hearts, that it's beyond human ability to heal it. There is nothing on this earth that can heal a broken heart. It comes from you. That's your ministry in the spiritual realm, that you would heal these broken hearts, and that the Holy Spirit would wrap the cords of his power around that broken heart, and his love would cement it back together, and that the heart would be healed. It would be made one. It would be made singular. And Lord, with that healed heart, those things that were associated with the broken heart, like fears and rejection and anger, Lord, and malice and addiction to sins, sometimes alcohol, Lord, and drugs are associated with sin, trying to heal a broken heart. Father, that all of this, people would have victory in their lives. And Father, I ask that as the heart is healed and all this stress comes off, Lord, the anger and the feeling of rejection, that your healing virtue would flow through them, Lord, and heart problems would be healed, digestive problems would be healed, autoimmune diseases, Lord, would be healed as your healing virtue. Father, mental problems, people on taking antidepressant drugs, they would no longer need those drugs as their heart is healed and you begin to, the healing begins to physically manifest in their bodies. And in Jesus' name, I ask these things. Amen.
Boy, the presence of God was so strong on this prayer. I believe so many wonderful things. Now, you just happened to mention autoimmune disease. Are many people healed of autoimmune disease when you pray over them?
I'm starting to see that. I'm starting to see a pattern with people that reject themselves. And, you know, autoimmune is a rejection. The body is rejecting itself. And this is just what I'm beginning to see, Sid, but I think that in the spiritual realm, as we reject ourselves, we have self-hatred, that the body then begins to reject itself. So I have been praying that, again, when people come to Abba, they see God as Abba, according to Romans 8:15, that then the body realigns itself, and it, as they no longer spiritually reject themselves, that the body then begins to heal from this.
As far as I'm concerned, your teaching on healing the broken heart and your supernatural prayers, they need the teaching, then they need the supernatural prayers, and then the tie-in with finally, for the first time, Christians can walk in the blessings of Abraham, but if they have their theology wrong, that's another blockage that hits them. It's like a double blockage. They probably need a heart transplant, let alone just the blockage. But you put this all together in the three DVDs we produced at the It's Supernatural Mentoring Center, and we're making the three DVDs plus the special study notes available for a gift of $40. We're calling these three DVDs Healing the Broken Heart and Walking Under the Blessings of Abraham. John, this is such vital teaching. I just wish we had the time for people to hear this over the radio right now. But it's essential. I mean, it's end time. There can be a blockage in your theology or a blockage because of a broken heart. But once these blockages are removed, everything we read in the Bible, it's ours. It's ours. And people aren't going to have to cry out to God, God, I believe your word is true, but it's just not working in my life. It's because of the blockages that the river is not flowing. But once those blockages are removed, devil, watch out. The end time army is getting ready for the end time move of God's Spirit. Again, we're making these three special DVDs available, Healing the Broken Heart and Walking Under the Blessings of Abraham, for a gift of $40. Shabbat broadcast. The Lord, He's already blessed you. The Lord, He's already smiled upon you. The Lord, He's already surrounded you with His favor. The Lord, He's already gifted you. The Lord has already given you His shalom, His completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body, in the name that is above every name, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechech Adonai ve'yishmarech. Yo'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha ve'asem lecha
To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222 Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.